Oh wow, look at them playing out there. Oh, they're so cute. All right, let's see, is this thing on? Okay, we are recording.
Oh, hi. Are you the reporter from the Tribune?
Yep, that's me. You must be the owner.
Oh, it's so nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, I'm so happy we could make this work. Do you mind if I record our conversation today?
You're not here to steal my secrets, are you? No, of course I don't mind.
Thanks so much. It makes the writing so much easier for later on.
Oh, I understand. Whatever's easier for you.
I've got to admit, I was so excited when I got this assignment. I actually used to buy from you all the time when you were just a small stand at the farmer's market. I put it in my coffee every single morning. And it's just amazing how much you've grown. I mean, I'm not surprised. It's nice to see, quality being rewarded, I guess.
Oh, well, that's sweet. I'd be lying if I said it was always easy. Growing a business, especially a farm, while keeping quality consistent is tricky, but we're all grateful for the success. So, should we start the tour?
Yes, please.
All right, right this way. Welcome to Cream Dream Farms, the only cock milking farm in America. As you already know, I guess, we started small, just me, my partner Jolene, and 20 men in our herd. We sold out of the local farmers market every week and were thankful for any sales we got. Since then, we've grown our herd to almost 500, and our product is sold in stores all over the state. We're still 100% free range, and we have lots of enrichment opportunities around the farm to keep them happy and stimulated.
Yeah, I think I saw a couple of the men in the pasture when I drove in. It looked like they were playing poker or something. How many people do you have on staff now?
We have 20 lovely young women who work on our farm, milking everyone 2 times a day.
Twice a day? Jesus.
It's hard work on a farm.
Yeah, I guess so. How do you get the men to produce that much though?
Well, we give them a healthy diet, 3 square meals a day, and give them some extra supplements that help with semen production.
But that has to take a toll on them, right?
Unfortunately, yes. One of the hardest parts of this job is knowing when a stud needs to be let go.
And what happens to them after that?
Oh, you know. Usually we just give them some spare clothes and send them out into the wild wherever they belong. Some were able to get adopted as house pets. Jolene and I actually keep one up at our homestead.
Oh, that's cute. Do you find it hard not to bond with the studs?
Oh, sweetie, bonding with them is the best part. Each one of these men is different and unique. They all have their own likes and dislikes, their own personalities. They're almost as complex as you or I. It's so amazing getting to know them.
Wow. Oh, that's so unexpected and so sweet.
So, I guess I should be telling you the things we're looking at. Over there, you can see our main pasture. This is where the men spend most of their time during the day, especially on a nice sunny day like today.
Are they always naked like that?
Yeah, for the most part. In the winter, we'll give them some long johns, but honestly, if the weather's not good enough to be naked, they tend to stick indoors anyway.
Wow, it must be so nice to be so carefree that you can just walk around naked in the sunshine.
Yeah, well, a little sunshine does wonders for the spirit. Anyway, there's the barn over there, and then that small building next to it has all the milking rooms. And over there, you can see we have our storage house. And then that big shed over there is where we do all of our bottling and processing. And then way out over that hill, see, you can see Jolene and I's house peeking out in the woods.
Oh, very cute house you have.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, look out on the field. You can see Marianne is about to go milk that stud over there. Hi, Marianne. Oh, she's such a sweet girl. One of our best, actually.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so walk me through the process a little, if you don't mind. Give our readers, a little inside baseball on how this works.
Well, you know, she's about to approach the stud because she has her shirt unbuttoned a little. She's showing off her cleavage to grab his attention.
Oh.
Yep, looks like she's going over the big one. He's one of our more lively stock.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, you'll see in a second.
Wait, is she flirting with him?
Big ego on that one.
Hmm.
Okay, and now she's pulling her pants down and getting down on all fours.
Oh, wow. He's fucking her. Like, fucking her. I see what you mean by lively. He is really giving it to her. When you said you milked them, I wasn't really expecting them to, I don't know, fuck?
Well, what do you expect? Did you think we hooked him up to a machine or something?
No, I guess not. Wow, he is really giving it to her. Sorry, I don't know what I expected.
That's all right. Well, if it makes you feel any different, most of our studs don't need to fuck every day. It's often as simple as a hand job. Some of the men jerk themselves off too if you give them the right visuals.
Oh wow. Sorry, it's incredible watching a professional work like this.
Well, if you like that, why don't we move on into the barn?
Yeah, of course. Let's do that.
It's okay. I get distracted by it too sometimes. Right this way.
Thank you. And actually, I have a question.
Oh, I probably have an answer.
Well, you mentioned that all your employees were women, but with 500 men in your herd, at least a few of them probably prefer other men to women, right?
Ah, good question. Yes, some of our studs prefer sex with other men.
So, who milks them?
Usually other studs. We don't really have any restrictions on what the studs do in their free time or who they have sex with, so long as we get 3 loads a day. If they want to collect those loads on their own or pair off and collect them together, that's just fine with us. The milkmaids are really just here to make sure we're on schedule. They don't need to micromanage the studs' activities as long as we're moving along. Even some of the studs who usually prefer sex with women will occasionally go off with another stud. Sexuality is funny like that. Not as black and white as we make it out to be.
Gotcha. Yeah, it really feels like you have your own little microcosm of male sexuality. Have you ever thought about partnering with like a university or a research institution or something? 'Cause I bet they'd love to do a study on it.
Jolene and I talked about it once, but honestly, it's just not my vision for this place. I don't want my men to be data points in someone's ethnography or lines of code in some study on human sexuality. I'd rather them just live their lives and leave the eggheads out of it.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Plus, all those outside eyes can really mess with business. Makes it harder to just do what needs doing.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, just rambling.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pry or anything.
Hey, you're just a reporter doing your job. No harm done. All right, so here's the barn. Watch your head, the doorway is a little low.
Ah, thank you. Oh, wow.
So, as you can see, here are the sleeping quarters. They all share bunks, 10 to a room, and there's a communal area down at the end.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Yeah, these spaces are really nice. They're actually, I think, nicer than my college dorm room.
Well, we sure like to keep them happy. You can see the enrichment room down the hall. We keep books and those video games and so on.
Well, you are really making this sound like a dream.
Well, I'll have to let you know if we ever have any openings for women.
Please do.
Would you like to see the milking rooms?
Yes, please, absolutely.
All right, just follow me through here.
Okay.
So, we have 25 milking rooms, each one equipped with lube, visual stimulation, toys,
Ooh.
restraints, whatever equipment our milkmaids need.
Restraints?
You'd be shocked how many of these men love a good spanking now and then. The rooms are pretty soundproof to give them their privacy, but we can open a couple viewing ports if you'd like to see some of the girls at work.
Ooh, please.
Let's see. Oh, here. This is Beth's station. All right, we'll have to stay quiet so we don't interrupt her.
Of course.
All right, let's see what she's up to.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow.
Not every day you see something like that, huh?
No, not every day at all.
All right, now, if you walk down with me here, we can look in on Callie. Classic hand job being shown off here. Looks like she's enjoying herself too.
Oh, yeah, is that allowed for them to touch themselves like that?
As I said, we don't really micromanage what goes on.
Oh, gotcha.
Let's see. And over here we have... Oh, yes, Luna. Let's see what she's up to. Looks like they're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. One more. Okay, here's Sarah. Let's see what she's up to.
Oh my god. Shh. Sorry, that just caught me off guard.
It's all right. I guess I could have warned you. You might see some pegging.
No, it's fine. I kind of like watching it, actually.
So, now you've got an idea of some of the different ways there are to get results.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Well, would you like to try it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. We even pulled a stud out for you.
No way.
What, did you think I'd make you drive all the way out here and not give you a chance to get hands on? Come on, in here. Oh, first you might want to adjust your shirt some.
What was that? Oh, right, yeah, to show off some cleavage, got it. Is that better?
Perfect.
Oh, hi. Look at you. You're so cute.
Now, this is one of our easier studs. Nothing too complicated. Just something easy that you can try your hand on.
Wow, I don't even know where to start.
Well, start by taking a cup.
Ah, right, a cup.
This is what you'll use to collect his load. As for how you get that load, well, that's up to you. There's some lube in that there dispenser. He's pretty gentle and should listen to what you say. So just go ahead and tell him what to do. I'll be right here if you need any help.
All right, well, here we go, I guess. I guess I want you to lay down on the bench?
Talk with more confidence. They can sense when you're nervous.
Right. Okay, lay down. I'll just, put some lube in my hands and get down next to you and start stroking your cock. Wow, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. Okay, so now I think I'm going to bring my other hand down to the balls here.
Oh, he liked that.
Really? Oh, he's looking at my cleavage. You were right. Should I show him some more?
Well, that's up to you. This is your show.
Right. Okay. Well, then I guess I'll just take my shirt off. Oh, he liked that too. Do you know if he's been milked today already?
Let me look at his chart. Nope. Looks like you're the first.
Oh, cool. Great. I can't believe I'm about to do this.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, no. I just didn't expect a city girl to get this into it.
Oh, I'm into it.
Oh, he really likes that. Oh, now look at that. I think you've got him close, city girl.
Really? Already?
Looks like it to me.
Oh, shit. Okay, wow. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay, right there. Come in the cup, let it all out into the cup. Oh, God. Oh, wow, there's so much of it.
Those supplements we give them really help boost the volume.
So what do I do with the cup now?
Well, next we'll walk that cup over to the other building to be processed and bottled.
Okay, cool. Well then, goodbye, stud. What was his name again?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, if you'll follow me outside, we can walk it over and I'll show you that building.
I am just so impressed by all of this. This is an amazing operation you two have built.
Well, thank you. We're so grateful that we're able to do something we love.
Yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? I do have another question, though. So, I'm looking at how much cum is in this cup, and I can't help but think that even, like, 1,000 doses of this wouldn't be enough to ship as much as you are.
Oh, you'd be surprised how much semen that actually is once it's been processed.
Yeah, but even if it's doubled...
Just trust me. You'll see.
All right, then.
All right. So here's the processing plant. After you.
Thank you.
Now, I'll be the first to admit, this part of the farm isn't as nice as some of the other parts.
Well, it definitely feels a little more industrial, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's all a part of making sure our quality remains consistent.
Hey, no judgment here. You know, can't all be sunshine and hard dicks.
No, it can't, unfortunately. Here's the restroom, if you need to take a break.
I think I'm good for right now. Thank you, though.
All right, well then let's go down this hallway, and to the right, we can show you the machinery.
Oh, what's behind that door?
Oh, well, that's just storage.
I thought you said storage was in the other building.
That's different storage. Listen, don't worry about it.
Oh, like the machine parts, or...
I said don't worry about it.
All right.
All right, now, if you'll hand me that cup, we can walk into this room and show you what we do with the semen after we extract it. Maybe we can hook you up with a few bottles to take home for your coffee.
Right. Yeah, you know what? Actually, before we get started with that, I think I do have to go to the bathroom after all.
All right, do you need me to show you where it is?
No, I got it, I think. To the left and down the hall, right? I'll be right back then. I think I might have found a scoop, so I'm just walking back to investigate that door. Please don't be locked. Yes. Weird. Stairs, okay. Oh my god. Fuck, okay, let's see. Oh my god. There are hundreds of men, like way more than she told me. And they're hooked up to some VR machines and they have machines on their cocks just pumping? Oh my god, this is so inhumane. This is not what I was fucking expecting. I thought they were like cutting it with milk or something. Holy fuck, what the hell? I gotta get out of here.
Hey! What the fuck were you doing down there?
Oh fuck.
Give me that recorder, goddammit.
No, wait, no.